Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, love this. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Francis of Assisi. I remember being in Assisi, and perhaps I've mentioned this to you before on the program, but there were some materials and things that remained. And in the basement of where the little chapel was that they had, it's now a shrine area, but we were able to go into this little area where his, in a sense, his clothes that he wore were there on display. He was a very small man. He was not big. He was not robust. He was a small man. And I looked at his sandals, and I looked at his tunic, and I looked at things that were on display there. And I thought, there would have been no imposing presence. You know what I mean by that? Somebody who's very strong and powerful and knows he has authority and exercises it. He is a presence when he comes, that person, man or woman, is a presence when each of them enters the room. Well, Francis of Assisi wasn't like that. He was simple and quiet. And yet, he carried an impact because of his total commitment to Jesus. I mean, he was part of a wealthy class of people. He renounced it all. Just like we were speaking about in the readings yesterday. Francis knew God was calling him, and he renounced everything and followed him. Now, I'm not saying that that makes him better than we are. That's not the point. The point is, give God what he asks. Sometimes he asks everything. But give God what belongs to God. And give it generously. Whether it's in material goods, whether it's in service of some kind, whatever it is, do it. Do it wholeheartedly. The first reading for this Mass for St. Francis of Assisi comes from the book of Job, chapter 19, verses 21 to 27. Job said, pity me, O you my friends, for the hand of God has struck me. Why do you hound me as though you were divine and insatiable prey upon me? Oh, would that my words were written down, would that they were inscribed in a record, that with an iron chisel and with lead they were cut into the rock forever. But as for me, I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that my Vindicator lives, and that he will at last stand forth upon the dust, whom I myself shall see, my own eyes, not another's, shall behold him. And from my flesh I shall see my God. My inmost being is consumed with longing. Here's a prophet telling us what should be in all of our hearts, what we should be desiring. And he just says, no matter what's happening to me, I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that my Vindicator lives. Look at that faith. And that he will at last stand forth upon the dust, whom I myself shall see, my own eyes, not another's, shall behold him. Can you imagine that moment? And from my flesh I shall see God. My inmost being is consumed with longing. Is your being consumed with longing to see the face of God? Or do we dread death? I understand. There are moments of great dread. But think about, just as he writes here, think about what's going to happen. You're going to see your Lord and Savior. Yes, you will be judged. But if you follow him on this earth and you repent when you fail, you're going to see his face. So run to him even now. Draw near to him. Say yes to him. Francis of Assisi certainly did. And now the call is upon us. Psalm 27, I believe that I shall see the good things of the Lord in the land of the living. Hear, O Lord, the sound of my call. Have pity on me and answer me. Of you my heart speaks. You my glance seeks. Your presence, O Lord, I seek. Hide not your face from me. Do not in anger repel your servant. You are my helper. Cast me not off. Make that prayer your own. I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. He's turning around to others. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted. Wait for the Lord. Long for the Lord. Seek after the Lord. Say yes to him. Even if you say, I'm always saying no to God. Or I don't even pay attention to God. So I ask God to give you the grace to say your first yes to him. About something that you'd rather hold on tight to yourself. But you say, Lord, I want your will. And so I put this situation or this person or this outcome, whatever, I put it into your hands. I want your will above all. It takes courage. It takes faith. But God will give it to you. The gospel today is the gospel of Luke chapter 10, verses 1 to 12. Jesus appointed 72 other disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few." Brothers and sisters, we're living in some very difficult times in the church and in the world. The harvest is abundant, however, but the laborers are few. There are very few people to go out and harvest what is there. In other words, there are very few people who want God's will over their own and are willing to respond to the promptings of God for the sake and the salvation of many. What are your priorities? Ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. And Jesus is saying to them, don't have all this paraphernalia, all this earthly paraphernalia that gives you some sense of security. He says, behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals. Greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say peace to this household. And if a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another, whatever town you enter, and they welcome you. Eat what is set before you, cure the sick in it, and say to them, the kingdom of God is at hand for you. Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, the dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom, where some of the worst sins were. It will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town that he's speaking about. And why is he saying that? Because the more you go back in history, before the time of Christ, it's understandable that more people would not have come to know that there is a God. And those who did believe, many of them died martyrs. This is a very, very difficult time, centuries of it. But now, Jesus has come. And that's why he's saying to them to do what he asks us to do. He's here. And he will help us. And in terms of the practicalities that are spelled out here, what Jesus is saying is, don't depend on having this and having that and having the other thing so that you're secure if something goes wrong. Now, it's good to be prudent. You say, I absolutely need this and I will keep it with me because I will need it. But that's different than saying, Lord, I want to do your will, but let's just see how it plays out. How about I try to do your will for a month, and then we'll see at the end whether I like that or not. Now, that sounds really awful, but that's exactly what we do. We procrastinate. We get some sense that God wants us to do this or that, and we procrastinate. We say, yeah, I have to think about this. I need to get a day of prayer, and maybe next month I can get one, and then I'll be in a position. No, you're not. That's not it. What you want to be able to say is, Lord, if you're asking something of me, please be clear so that I, me, myself, and I can honestly hear you. If it requires more wisdom, give me the grace to see the person that I should speak to. I will follow you. I have my own plans for my life right now. I think I want to do this or that. But if you're asking something of me, then please help me and make it clear and show me the path, and I will walk on it. That's where we need to be. That spirit. And so many people would say, well, God will never ask anything of me because I'm too sinful or whatever. I've made too many mistakes. But in reality, brothers and sisters, all God needs is our willingness to try. There are so many people, and it's one of my fears that I will die and see so many people that I could have helped or could have brought the gospel to, but decided not to because I had other things to do and places to go and people to see. Now, don't get plagued with guilt. That's not what I'm speaking about. But just ask yourself, how open am I when I'm running an errand? When I take a moment for a cup of coffee? When I sit on the back porch after dinner? All those times when I just take a little moment to slow down, a little moment to look around. Do I, in those times, say, thank you, Lord, for giving me this, and make my heart ready to say yes to you when you ask something of me? I think so often of the poor in the world who have no one. For whatever reason, they have no family. They have no one. They're alone. They're in pain. How willing am I to reach out? And I don't mean that you have to bring them into your home per se, but if you see someone in distress, how willing are you to walk up and say, is there any way I could help you? Is there any way I could help you? I remember a woman standing on a corner, and she looked fine. She looked fine. But she was standing on the corner waiting to cross the street, and it seemed like there were a couple of times when she could have crossed the street, and I was further back looking at something else. And I just walked up to her, and I said, could I help you? Is there any way I could help you? And she said, I need to get across the street, and I can't see very well. Would you help me? So little. But how attentive are we? There are lots of times when I'm not attentive either. But how attentive are we to the voice of God leading us to help another? Open your heart to him, please, brothers and sisters. God bless you. In these times in which we live, I want to make sure that you can access my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold. I want to encourage you, please, to get that booklet. You can have a free copy of it by calling 1-800-282-4789 or by going to our website, renewalministries.net, and just click on Bookstore. Please take the time to read it. May God bless you.